Thank you, Chair, and thank you to the distinguished delegate from the Republic of Korea for the question. I think that in response, I would pivot back to the system I described in one of the working papers or advisory documents that ICAO put out, which was that in instances where states were aware that their action, that they would have to deviate from the regulatory environment that was typical and applied to navigation, a notice requirement would then be initiated. And it seems to me that if states are aware of the potential for a deviation for norms of behavior, deviation from normal behavior that perhaps can be identified through the work of this group, then under those circumstances, a notification would be required. I'll just add briefly to that, there are other notification provisions under the Outer Space Treaty that states are already using, and it might be worthwhile to examine some of those and figure out if there's any commonality between those and other notification provisions in the law of the sea and in aviation law.